following the bottom line of Nunches Amud Aleph. So the Gemara still has not resolved this discussion of a Shemitah Botzel, which the person subsequently plants in Shminis, and it grows greater than what was before, is there din bittul? Elamin Hadoah, let's bring a proof from this case. The Tanya. Hamanachi Shimakusi Bachasios. Okay, so their Menachish is weeding. He's taking out the extra leaves of the plants that they shouldn't overgrow. Okay, so Chasios are types of plants which the bulbous plants, like we're saying, that the Zaru is not colored. It doesn't totally disintegrate what you put on the ground, but it grows out of the bulb that you put in. Oichel mehen achilas aroi. So Kusi is where Jews they're Megayer, and we pass them that they're Megayer. They're considered Geri Emes. Their Geris was a valid Geris, but they're not capable of all the halachas. So what's the status of these things? Halacha is that maybe the question is that maybe they're tevel, and if they're tevel and they become it was hooked with a miser, so you can't go back a step. Any type of produce grows out of the ground, so it's chayiv in trumas and misers. When it gets to the state that you must take up trumas and misers, it's called hukva. It became hukva as a din, with the din of tevel, and now it's also to eat it, even achilas aroy, even taking a snack, when it's growing in the field, even though it's a din of chumas and maestros, even after you cut it off, before you finish the process of processing all the steps of the harvest, and bringing it in finally, you're allowed to eat achilas aroy, you're allowed to eat it, take a snack of it in the field, without taking a chumas and maestros. So the question is, they're planting these things means they already went through a harvest process. So since it's a kusi, they didn't take up trumas and maisers. So ma'asher and vade, it's vade chayiv and maiser. So it's vade chayiv and maiser. So why are you allowed to eat achilas aroy? It went through the process of being processed. Now you're planting it to the next generation. You're planting it. It should be vade chayiv and trumas and maisers. So the Tana of Brisa is saying, since the chiyuv of trumas and maisers is only derabanan, we don't know for sure that it was hukva. Maybe this was just put off to the side, etc. Whatever what you're using, what has been planted now from the previous generation of the. So you can eat achilas aroy like anything which is growing in the field, but when you're ma'aser, you're ma'aser as a vada. If it's a new generation of growth, of course it's a ma'aser and vada. And you take your grain, which was hukva, trumas and maisers, if it's dabrish zara kol, you put it on the ground, that generation ends, and now the new growth is vada chayiv trumas and maisers. That since it's the it's type of plants, which ain't zara kol, so we need to know what the status of the plant, the father plant, was. If it's already been hooked with the miser, so lechor you can't eat it achilas aroy. You're not mechiv the chashish for that, but we assume that it's vada ben hukva, and the difference of vada chiyav of miser. Rishimah ben Loza Armor im yisal choshed al shvius the matzah shvius mutter. If you're dealing with not with the kusi, but a yisal who's choshed on shvius. So you're allowed to grow with that which you're allowed to eat that which grows in the shminis. Okay. the memra, which means, tells you the gluli heter malinus iser. So that's our case. You have something from this a shmita plant, or potentially a shmita plant. You don't know, but that's what you're concerned of. And you're planting in your shmitas and saying it's mutter because the growth of shmitas is about to the growth of shvius. So that's our shaila. The more says, Vidilma b'davrish zarekola, but maybe this is the topic case of the davrish zarekola, and our shaila was of something zain zarekola, that the that which you're using as the seed doesn't disintegrate and a new plant grows out, but rather it stays there and just gets bigger. So we're discussing a case of davrish ein zarekola. Maybe this person, this Bryce is talking about something which is zarekola. And the verse says, no, that can't be, because Hotanya, Elohim Chasius, when we say Chasius, refer to Kigon, Haluf Hashub Babisolim. Okay. So Shum is garlic, Solim is onions. Luf, they generally translate over there, Luf.
Luf.
Luf, yeah. Okay, so it's a similar type of a plant to Shum and Solim, just from context. So these are things which are not zarekola, and that's our shaila. So more says Dilma b'meduchanin. Maybe we're talking about, like you said before, that before you planted them, they had been crushed, and like you said before, when that happens, then the new growth is able to overpower the previous what was there beforehand. But in a healthy plant, that's not how we look at it. We look at it, it's just everything's growing out of the bulb which is there already, and the new growth is not mevatel the old growth. So the Mora says choshed ala shviyas katani. So we're dealing with a person who has a reputation of being chashal shmiyas. The reason a person would do this is because he wants to have the shmiyas be mavata the shmiyas and make him mutter. Well, if he's chashal shmiyas, he doesn't care. So why would he go through the tircha? We're talking about, it sounds like it's more than one plant. We're talking about he's going to have to look at each plant and do this process. It's not worth it. He doesn't care about these things. So why would he want to go through that process? Okay, Moore says Vidilma b'tarubis, that the case over here was that it's mutter because you had bona fide shmini's plants mixed with shvi's plants, so you're relying on the din of b'tarubis, not the one plant itself getting bigger, but they're mixed up. More says a menachet ketani, that we're not talking about after you've taken them out, you mixed all the plants together. We're talking about the person is dealing with the plant while it's still in the ground. It's still in the ground. So you know when it was put in, etc. It was just put in now, so it's potentially a shvius plant. Okay, fine. So we have clear in the braisa that Rav Shimon Elazar says that the new growth is mevatel the previous growth which is there. So Mora says, before in Zainam Abayis, we brought two Amoroyim who said not like this. Rav Yochanan said in regards to a case of Orla that the new growth is not mevatel the previous growth. And Rav Yochanan said in regards to the Isser of Klayim, the new growth is not mevatel the previous growth. And here we're saying that it does. So let me tihavi tiyuvte the Rabbi Yochanan with the Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yochanan by Orla, Rabbi Yonasan by Klayim, say the new growth is not mevatel the previous growth. And here we're saying that they do. Somewhere it says, Rabbi Yitzchok, so Rabbi Yitzchok answers, Shanya Shrius, Shrius is different. That Hob Isoyere Karko, Telosa Name Ayere Karko. The issue of Shrius is not just the growth, but it's the whole working of the field, etc. So as much as there's an issur of working the field in Shvius, we say when you put it and you plant it and you, as it were, work with it in Shminis, you can create a heter and mimavatalin. Whereas Orla, the issur is on the fruits, and Klayim is on the fruits, which are asur. So putting it back into the ground is not going to take away the issur. The Mora says, "Hare Meister, the Sura Yene Karka." If that's the thought process, what about the following? So, by Meister, it's not just on the produce; it's the that which grows has a he of Chumas and Meisters. But then, but the Losa Yene Karka, but planting it doesn't take away the its dinim. Zanya Litra Meister Tevel. Prison takes a litra, a pound's worth of something which is tevel. So it was meiser tevel, which means it had been made into meiser, but it had not had shumas meiser removed from it yet, because the owner of the field takes off 1/10 as meiser and gives it to the levi. The levi takes off 1/10 of that and gives it to the kohen. That's called trumas meiser. So trumas meiser has not been removed yet. So that's called meiser tevel. It's meiser, but it's tevel because it still hasn't had trumas meiser taken out. Shazar b'karka. So he planted it, v'hishbicha, and the plant got better. Ereike eser litrin. So now, what was originally one measure, now is 10 times that. So chayevus b'meiser. It's still chayev in that 1/10, which means the trumas meiser that it was chayev 1/10. If this would happen in Shrius, it would get then of a Shrius produce with the lochas of beer, etc. But the original litra was there, so some of it. You can't be ma'aser minayu from in itself, because some of it's new growth and some of it's old. The new growth is considered. One second. Okay, you can't be ma'aser from the plant itself, because some of it is a chi of ma'aser varai from when you planted it, and the new growth, either the new growth is not chayiv in trumas ma'aser yet, because it's not really as much as it grows on the ground, so it's tevel, which is chayiv in trumas ma'aser, etc. But it's not chayiv in the din of trumas ma'aser yet, so you want to be ma'afrish this for Chumas Meiser. You can't be mafresh from the new growth and the old growth. You have to be mafresh from the old growth, but the old growth is mixed in with the new. So it's hard. So you take something which is Vare Chayim and Chumas Meiser, and you're mafresh on that for this. So you're mafresh the original litra, Mimachim Acher, Lefi Cheshman, according to the Mount. So what do you see though? You put it into the karka, you don't say that it lost it in Trumas Meiser. You don't say that putting it into the ground, the new growth, which is 10 times greater than the old one, is Mavatl, the old. You don't say that. and say that it's not Shumas Meister anymore. It's not Meister Tevel anymore. It's new, and it's not over again. Take Shumas Meister, like any new thing which grows. So the Mora says, so your question was that it's Kiev is Ayere Karka, therefore it's Isser's Ayere Karka, so it's Bittel Shev Ayere Karka. The Mora says, that's not true. Amri Meister, Digan Huda Kagorim Le. Okay. It's not just the growth which causes it, but it has to go through the process of being harvested, etc. And that's when the chiyuv comes. Therefore, this idea that whatever the ikur isur is generated by the karka, putting it back into the ground is going to change its status, doesn't apply to meister, because it's not the karka alone which creates the chiyuv and the isur. Therefore, the planting of it does not remove the status of meister. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah finally, which is why it's here. But let's see the Ran. The Ran is the top from the top of the page in the Chesem Beis. So Menachish is Malachat Olam Yisrael. He's taking out the extra leaves that the plant should be able to grow, shouldn't be too crowded, etc. The chasiyos, mafarsha. Come on, the chasiyos, dabrshen tzarakola. The chasiyos are things which the plant, the bulb doesn't disintegrate into the ground, in the ground, but rather it grows out of the bulb which remains. Gan haluf, bashuma b'solim, like these type of plants. So the loch is echem hen achilas aroy. V'chashin hashem akadim shezorim hutul l'maiser. So if it's reached a stage of being nikva lemaisa, you can't even eat achilas aroy, a snack. So you don't have to worry about that. Why? The kibbutz lemaisa did who mirabonan ba'alma who look hashin lahachi. Since we're dealing with the kibbutz rabbanan, we don't know for sure that that's the situation. We're allowed to be mekel. Furthermore, we know that he wasn't ma'aser because he's telling him ma'aser and varei. If you take off varei ma'aser, because we know for sure that they weren't ma'aser yet. So the Ran says, so when the person processes grain, you're going to get to a stage of Arachi of Meiser. The way you process it, the natural flow is after the reaping process and the threshing process, the winnowing process, you make it into a pile and you smooth it off and you finish your process of making your pile. So now it's Hukul Meiser. That's the natural process. Over here, a person who desires to take Meiser from his bulbous plants will go through the tircha of pulling all of them out and piling them up and making it into a key of Meiser. Vada. The person that doesn't care about Meiser anyway, the kusi, he said, just leave it in the ground, take them out as you need, the amount that you need. So we don't think kashers that it reaches stage of it was hooked with a meister and there's an isser of eating a snack, because most times in these type of plants the only time when people would reach that stage is because they would dafka wanted to give meister, which he doesn't. Therefore you can eat a chilas aroy master and vale the kimlon beishal yisr. We know for sure he wasn't master yet, so you can take up chumas and meister to vale. That which grew in Shminis is mutter to eat, the leaves. Because the plant, we can assume that the new growth is greater than the original what was there. The Ran says, some say we can't assume that it's greater. We have to check to see that it's greater, and the more someone the case is talking about a case that they knew for sure that it was the new growth was greater. But the Ran says, I don't see a need to say that. We have a right to assume that that's how it grows. So now the Ron has the order of the Gemara a little bit different than we have. The first question we have is that maybe Bimeduchonin. The second question is maybe Bitarubis. The Ron switches the order from what we have in the Gemara. So first, the Ron asks Bimeduchonin Bitarubis. Klemmer. She's ever Me'alei and Achakach Bechasir Zacharis. It's not talking about that the issue was this plant itself became larger, but there were Shemini's plants, which this one got after they pulled it out, this one got mixed up with the other ones. Where it says, no, we're talking about Menachish. We're not talking about Menachish. But Shehu Menachish, Masher Chalas V'Ochel, Av Mishayin Kantarubis. It's on the ground. You know what the plant is. That wasn't the case. He knew which plant or which. So we're not talking about after you've taken it out afterwards and made it Tarubis. We're talking about as it's planted. So the only head over here is the new growth in this plant. Before he plants them, he crushed them. Before he plants them, he crushed them. Maybe. So where's the no chashik tani? Well, Tarabahi, a person who's chashik on Shemi, a person who cares about Shemi is doesn't want the new growth to be a problem. He wants the new growth for sure to be mutter. We'll go through the tircha of this process. But a person who's chashik, why should he do that? So it's some of the healthy plants which is planted, and we're still saying that the new growth, once the new growth is greater, it's about to the original which is there. So if she till I buy it, so now our original question has been answered. The also gedulin shel shminis umavatlin ikur shel shminis. So the new growth of the eighth year kimavatol the ikur of the plant which is there, which is their shmita plant. So Mar says okay. So if we've proven that point that it's of heter, so the kasher b'yechid and Rabbi Anderson have said in similar cases then iser. Let me have it to you to the b'yechid and b'yechid Anderson. The b'yechid damer liel yelada shesaf miskenu. If you took a branch off of a young sapling which hasn't had reached the heter of 3 years yet, so the fruit which grows is orla. Now he grafts into an older tree, which the fruit is not orla anymore, and the fruit continues to grow, now growing from the host tree, the older tree. So the new growth is not older growth, and we should say that the new growth should be mevatel the original growth which was there once it reaches the shear bittel, which is 200 to 1. And Rechon said, no, it's not. It doesn't work. As an usher, so the new growth is not mevatel the old growth, and here we're saying that it does. Rechon is a number of the yel belcher shenot avikerim. Abishanaka Karim is also so you took out the Abishanaka Karim also. So you planted this Kalayim onion in the vineyard, so it ashes everything, and so the onion becomes ashes, the vineyard becomes ashes. So whatever growth which was there, even though new growth came and makes the plants larger, so the grapes were, you know, one size, and now the many after you took out the butzel, the grapes are many times larger now, and they reach a sheer bittel, it's still ashes. Almost here, lohu then gedulin ma'al and a seker. The new growth is not about the original growth which is there. Samor says this is a kasha. Samor says no. Shan yeshvius hal b'sayin ekarka. And you see, b'mshavs ha'aretz that the land has to rest. So did in the land. But they lost the ayin ekarka. So putting it into the ground in the eighth year will change its status because it's the ground which defines what it is. Mashayin can orlo the chazor the chazor zman garam leisura. Chaimam teruba su the garam. They have different issues. The fact that it's too young, the fact that it's mixed together, but it's not because it takes place on the ground. But it's not the ground. The ground is just the vehicle to have a plant, as opposed to a shemitah. The ground is what is requiring the rest. So the Mora said, okay, so what about Meiser? He put a brisa on Meiser Tevel, so you have to take off Meiser. He gave it to Meiser. So the Ron says, we're saying it's Tevel, now we're discussing Meiser. It's Meiser Tevel, it's already had Meiser removed. So what's this Meiser that's Chayev in? So Hainu Maser Mina Maser means the Truma of the Meiser, the tenth of the tenth. That original Chayev, which it had, it was Meiser Tevel, it had a Chayev to take off one tenth and give it, the Levi had a Chayev to take off one tenth and give it to the Kohen. And it's Hefker for that, it's Tevel for that purpose. Tevel for that purpose. What would be mevatel it? The new growth is also true. Chaim mishum is a meister. How is the mevatel it? The p'tir b'shvi is mishum the hefkereninu. So it says it's chayevus b'meister b'shvi. So we're talking about you planted it in the seventh year. She planted in the seventh year, so new growth is not chayev mishum the meister. So that new growth should be mevatel the original chayev Shumas Meiser, which is there. Says Chayiv and Shumas. Say no, that's not so. It's still Chayiv and Meiser, but it is Chayiv and Shmi. It's the virus of kol kadum zman abir. So you planted this plant in the seventh year. So the ikir is from beforehand. So I would say, listen, the ikir is from beforehand. The new growth is just an extension of that. So it's not a shmita produce. It doesn't have it in a beer. No, it has it in a beer. Okay. So the new growth is chayv and shmiyus. It makes the whole thing chayv and shmiyus. Okay. What about the status of the new growth being mevatel the old? So you look at the new growth independent of the old growth. So the new growth should be mevatel the chayv and meiser, which is there. The new growth is not chayv and meiser. No, it's not mevatel. Cannot be master from in itself. The kiman, the litron, the zevis, the new growth, the spatiri. So if you be mafresh from the fruit itself, the item itself, have a minute pterology of part of what you're being master from is potentially not chayiv. You mean master from the non chayiv on the chayiv, which doesn't work. So here you see that the new growth is not about the old growth by meiser, even though the chi of meiser comes out. It's a din that which grows from the ground. So what's growing from the ground? So you say the bit that's like you said before by shviyas. So meiser digan hudukim garmle shayene digan mischayev meiser b'layene karka. The chi of meiser doesn't come with growing. It has to go through a process to get the chi of meiser. So then, therefore, the karka is not mevatel. Okay. So what we're left with is that the new growth is distinct and independent of the old growth. We don't say just it's the old growth expanding. A, there, once that's true, the new growth is distinct and independent of the old growth. So now that it can turn around and be mevatel whatever issue was there, whatever issues were there beforehand. There's a din bittel, but only by we're saying the Morris says that it could be it's only by shviyus. which is our shayla, a seventh year plant which you planted in the eighth year, seventh year bulbous food which you plant in the eighth year, and it grows, the new growth is mevatel the old growth. Okay, most of Rami Bracham. So Rami Bracham comes along and says, okay, let's now discuss our mission. So person said, Kadam Paraso Elo Alai, Kadam Hem Lalpi, Kadam Hem Lapi, also he's also in the fruit itself, Bikilufayan, Bigidulayan. So it's also if you would exchange the plant, the food for something else. And it's also that which grows out of it. So let's say he says, "Sheini oichel, sheini toyib." So you can't eat the fruit itself, the item itself, but mutter b'chilufay and b'gidulay, because I have to taste it, etc., like we had before. Then the Mishnah continues, it says, v'dover says, harakola. This whole discussion is something which is harakola. V'dover says, ain't harakola. Feel like gidulay, gidulay, is a certain... So planting it does not take away its status. So you plant the new growth is not about the original Isser. And if you would take something from that and plant something else, it would not be about the original Isser. Now, if you accept what the Gemara was saying, that Shemis is different because he's Sogadei Karka, the Gemara has no Kasha. Because the Konomis has nothing to do with the Karka. But according to the one of olds that we do learn from Truma to Shemitah, so he does not differentiate. He argues on Rabbi Yochanan by the case of Orla and by Rabbi Anderson by the case of Klai. So that was Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai held that you could compare Truma to Shemitah, and the more I pointed out, that's not like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Anderson. So according to him, this is an across the board halacha to any type of thing which is ain zarakala. If you plant it, the new growth is mevatel the old growth. So why in our mission is it also so that's the Morris Kasha. So again, so, going back on the Gemara, we just came off of how Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Anderson would answer. We have no question. The problem is Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't differentiate like this, and he holds by Orla, it's not they're wrong about climate, they're wrong about Truma, and by Meiser, the law is the new growth. It's Mavata, the old growth. So over here, why is it Osir? So Rabbi Abba, Shana Konomis, Helvi, Boy Mitchell, Elayo, Havilu, Kedavra, Shiesh, Matirit, Vein, Baltimore, right. So, since you have a vehicle of how to make it het, you could be matter the netter. So, therefore, it's a dovrshesh lamatir, and dovrshesh lamatir is not bottle. So, yes, we're saying before, when you reach the level of the sheer bittel, it's mavatl. But over here, you'll never reach that because the rule is dovrshesh lamatir, filled by elephant bottle. It's not bottle. And that's why over here in our Mishnah, the Gedulin, and the Gedulah Gedulin, even though the amount of the original plant is minimal, it doesn't make a difference, it's going to remain also. Yeah. Okay, so it's all here.